Skullkid Productions presents Into the Darkness by Greg Farstein, Chapter 2. Makuta led Toamari Matoro deep into the dark recesses of the former prison known as the Pit. It was eerily quiet. Now and then a sea creature darted past, keeping its distance from the two beings it, no doubt, regarded as predators.
Certainly one of us is. Makuta has been preying on the fears of Matoran for as long as I can remember. And I? What have I become? As soon as I realized I wore a mask that let me reanimate the dead, I should have cast it aside. I never should have used it.
When you are through brooding, I have found what I was seeking. Here.
Matoro looked where he was pointing. Half buried in rubble was a Kanoe mask of power, one whose shape seemed vaguely familiar. Scattered nearby was blue Toa armor.
What is this?
All that remains of a core of water named Puyet. She was condemned here many thousands of years ago. She died here, but I don't know why. Perhaps she was trying to escape.
Why was she sent here?
It's hard for me to give an exact reason, since I did not know fear existed until a few days ago. But I do know her crime. She tampered with an object of power that did not belong in her hands. It was too much for her. She went wild, was defeated by Toa Likan and Toa Nihiki, and the object was destroyed, or so the heroes thought.
Get to the point.
Makuta laughed.
I would have thought it would be obvious. Puyet is dead. She was also the only one who might know how the powerful artifact, the Nui Stone, could be recreated. I want you to use your mask, Matoro. The mask of reanimation. I want you to bring her back.
To be continued.